highlights from last week's high school football action on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. Ella Christian headed to Dyke New Hartford, heard live on 92.1 KRLS with Tyler Crabb and J.D. Bohr.
Yeah, Kekmarinski's going to go back to pass. He's looking for Mulder on the jump ball into the end zone. Mulder makes the catch over the top of the defender, and it's a touchdown for Pella Christian. He's going to fake the handoff to Scherz. Jump ball again for Mulder, and that 6'8 frame is just paying off as they are just going to the well and going to the jump ball. Touchdown, Eric Mulder. Walston in the backfield. I'm going to guess run to the right. And that's exactly what it's going to be. Walston goes to the right. He bounces off a tackle. He makes another man miss. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Dyke New Hartford.
Final score, Dyke New Hartford 35, Pella Christian 14. Indianola hosted Carlisle in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Right back to Kaler. Tries to get to the wide side, and he has some room to run. He finds the seam across midfield. Foot race to the sideline. A great block downfield to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Chased from the side at the 5. Dives forward. Did he get into the end zone? Wait for the call. Touchdown, Indianola. It goes 60 yards for Kyle Kolarik, and Indianola is up first. Hand off goes to Dunn. Nice job by Whalen. Ball is out, and I think Indianola's on it. Oh, Indianola has the ball after a fumble, and they take over on offense. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, takes a shot down the field, nearly intercepted, but it's caught by Indianola. Kingery's out in open space, up the sideline, touchdown!
Oh, wow.
Of 46 yards, nearly picked off, but Kingery with the fancy footwork up the sideline, scores 11 seconds into quarter number two, and it's 20-0. Takes a look down the field. It's caught at the 40-yard line. Getting a great block down the middle of the field. And off and running is Colton Gordon. It goes for 72 yards. And Indianola leads 27-0. Rick hands it off. Now drops back to pass on play action. Takes a shot deep over the middle. And it is caught at the goal line. Whalen, touchdown. 26 yards.
Final score, Indianola 41, Carlisle not a thing. Norwalk visited Webster City to take on the Lynx and the very old-school single-wing offense. Heard live with John Mowinkle on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3.
Pearson back to throw, under pressure, flings it forward. It is caught by Brandon Carlson, got the first down across the 35, and he is ankle-tackled at the 35-yard line, and the Warriors convert a 4th-and-12. Jones comes in as the running back as well. 3rd down and 2 for Norwalk, need to get it down to the 9 there at the 11. And Pearson takes it straight up the middle, got the first down, stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Norwalk. Hisler on it, and around the left, right side, ball is on the ground, and now a dog pile. The Warriors say they have it, and it's Norwalk football at the 45. He runs it right, got the first down, up the middle, inside the 5, still on his feet, fighting for the goal line, he's pushed in. Touchdown, Norwalk. What a run by Kai Pearson.
Final score, Webster City 57, Norwalk 20. PCM traveled to Williamsburg in Class 2A, heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3, with Alex Cook and Jeff Lindsay.
Receiver to the left, now Caden Hill goes in motion. High snap again for Vandaloon. He's going to look to throw, got some time. Now he's going to heave it up deep downfield, and that's an intercepted at the 44-yard line. Vandaloon's going to take, and he will throw here. Looking, he's got some time. He's going to go deep downfield into double coverage, and it is intercepted at the 47-yard line.
Final score, Williamsburg 35, PCM nothing. Those were our top-tier highlights from KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.